I wanted to hang on 1 second. I wanted to come on here today. It's March 4th, 2026, at 7:26, and it is a Wednesday. And I just did. This is the Florida Go to God First Fellowship. And I normally schedule it on Mondays, but as I was exercising and walking around at my work where I was working, I was speaking in tongues, and I've been speaking in tongues a lot. And the thought came to me, what are you just scheduling a meeting for just on Mondays, and practicing just on Mondays? And so this is me practicing again, and I'm going to share from my heart and share the things that God's been working with me. Speaking in tongues is huge, and I'm very thankful for Amber's teaching on practical living, because that's what I've been doing. I've been speaking in tongues and speaking in tongues and speaking in tongues and speaking in tongues. I mean, like they say over here, I guess they say it over there too, in England, or all over the world, maybe in different languages, obviously, and different ways, figures of speech, but speaking in tongues like a house on fire, And but I've been doing it as much as I can. I mean, if God had it recorded for the Apostle Paul that I speak in tongues much more than y'all, it doesn't make him any more special, by the way, than any of us. But God specifically had him recorded, have him have had that recorded for us. So it's a big, big deal. I know for sure there's a bunch of things that it does. One of the things it does, it strengthens the inner man. And that's just one. And I'm going to pause for a second because I just remembered. Hang on here a second. Pause. Nope, that's not. No, cancel that. Nope, hang on 1 second. Pause. I hit the cancel button, or the stop button. All right, I'm back. And if some of you will remember, want to pray perfectly. That little card that was given out to us, talking about speaking in tongues. And speaking in tongues, what is it for? And I could, there's no way for me to go and look in all the verses, and I'm not going to go through them all. But the biggest one for me that got me excited about speaking in tongues a long time ago was separating truth, separating truth from error from truth. I forget exactly how it was, but let me just read you some of these. It's to edify you. It's in first, so speaking in tongues, it edifies you. It's 1 Corinthians 14, 4 and Jude 20. To speak to God divine secrets, 1 Corinthians 14, 2. Number three, to speak the wonderful works of God, Acts 2, 11. We know that record, right? To magnify God, we just went through a year of doing that when we're still doing it, Acts 10, 46. To pray perfectly, Romans 8, 26 and 27. To give thanks well, 1 Corinthians 14, 17. To have the Spirit bearing witness with our spirit, Romans 8, 16. To know that you are a joint heir with Christ, Romans 8, 17. To strengthen you with might in your inner man, Ephesians 3, 16. And that is huge for me right now. There's where I'm at, to strengthen the inner man. Now, I'm not doing any of this. Speaking in tongues does this, and it builds you up and encourages you, just like the Connect does, just like all the five things that we're doing. These are all principles, and I'm just going to keep, well, these are written down scriptures from our Heavenly Father. And anybody that says we don't go to scripture, we don't quote it in fellowship, has lost their mind, because I've been in fellowship for years, and I've never been in this fellowship that I'm going to, gracelovingtruth.com, has got more scripture coming out of it because it's coming from our Heavenly Father from Revelation. Okay. And it might not be verbatim, but you can match it up with the people that are on here, the body of Christ. They're speaking God's word. And God is, and if you can match it up with God's word that he had written down, that he had written down, so that to strengthen you with might in the inner man, Ephesians 3:16. That's huge for me right now. It's huge. To be a sign to unbelievers, 1 Corinthians 14:22 and Mark 16:17. Now you'll have to check these, obviously. Rest to the soul, Isaiah 28:11 and 12, and 1 Corinthians 14:21. To bring a message from God or for God to the people when interpreted, obviously interpreted, because you got people that sometimes, in churches and things like that, nothing against them. It's just that, the world, the God of this world, the world has beat them down. And that is in 1 Corinthians, or has stolen the truth of God's word for them, where they don't think they need this anymore. And it's not them. It's obviously we know who it is. 1 Corinthians 14, 5, verse 13, verse 27, and verse 28. So I and Mary, well, it started with Amber, Perfect Living. And then Mary's teaching today that I listened to. And then I don't even, I can't remember whether it was, I think she mentioned, I'm pretty sure she mentioned speaking in tongues because her teaching was great. So, but I listened to a bunch of different teachings. So I'm going to get some of them mixed up, some of them not. And some of them, but anyway, as I was walking today, I got the information to, why don't you have a little short, or what, I didn't say short. I think, oh, that's me. That's me. Why don't you have a sharing tonight? And again, we're on the participants. One. No, it's two. It's me, my father. Oh, and I love how Mary did. If anybody opened it up to sharing, anybody else wants to share at the end, because she's practicing, and so am I. That's what God put in my heart to practice. And so that's what I'm doing again tonight. And our Father is a loving, tender Father. He knows where I'm at. He knows where my heart is. He knows what's going on. He knows the things that I desire. So he is there for me. He loves me, cares for me. He's tender. All of us, everyone. There's not anybody that is outside of God's love, or outside of his. Because he wants all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. That's how loving our Father is. And so, I just wanted to come on here tonight, and it's a short sharing. Oh, and the other thing, with all the news going on, everything in life is spiritual. Absolutely everything. And so you can take this and anybody could match it up with however they wanted to match it, but there is some amazing similarities to what's going on, and with the feast of Purim, and which is the Jewish holiday of where the Queen Esther ended up saving the Jewish people, and it's so interesting that. There's so many things that match up with what's going on now. Now, obviously, I have no idea that how this is going to turn out or anything like that at all. I'm praying for the best outcome for everybody. Obviously, the U.S. military, the Israeli military, and also the Iranian people, to protect them and to guard them, because God is a loving God. He's a tender God. He knows who's going to be born again, who's not going to be born again. But it doesn't even matter. I mean, what does matter, getting born again, But at the end, everybody's getting up no matter what. There is no escape in that. That's in at the end times. And I'm not here to talk about that. What I'm here to talk about is current times, which are my current time is 7:37, and I'm speaking in tongues. And I saw, before this was, and I think Lawrence sent it out. He sent it out, hour and 13 minutes and 45 seconds. I'm not doing the timer. I'm just speaking in tongues. If I add one more little thing into my what I need to do, I might throw myself off. So God hasn't got me to the timer yet. So anyway, when he does, I'll do the timer. I know it's easy as pushing a button, but sometimes I complicate things. So anyway, and again, here we are. I was talking Monday about joy. I've got so much joy in my life. It's absolutely amazing. And it's that deliverance. So I can look back on the things my Heavenly Father's done and then also keep pushing forward and taking these teachings, putting these teachings in front of me, listening to them, focusing on them, doing other things. Like I said, Monday, trying to eat correctly, trying to eat a better, exercise more. If you're not exercising at all, any exercise is good. So these are all things. So these are, if you're not eating, great. Eating just a little bit better is better than not. So anything you do, like Lawrence, he was talking on one of his teachings, he was taking steps, and someone did a dig at him about, oh, he must be doing well. No, he's the man of God of the area. That's just how it is. That doesn't make him any more special than any of us. God has placed him in that position. We are to honor that. And he, obviously, you see what he does for us. The work that he does for us is amazing. He's going over to India to pick up information and to learn. It ain't a vacation. It's not. Is he going to have fun over there? I'm sure he is. He's going to be with Sanjay and a bunch of other ones, but it's to pick up stuff to bring back to move God's word. So that, that's some dedication. And our God looks on that favorably. And there was a teaching that he did about being reliable and being faithful. So here I am as I was walking up, and I was, on the other teaching, I was talking about walking up the ramp, thinking about issues and troubles and casting them out. And, I went up the ramp, but I walked this time instead of driving because I drove up, and I'd already been there, and I'd already been to work, and I was already at work. So then I just decided, yeah, I'm going to exercise here while I'm here. So I just was walking around the parking lot and, speaking in tongues, walking around the parking lot, exercising. And so the thought came to me, and I'm sure it was from God because I'm on here, and it was to have a sharing, put out a sharing tonight. And so that's exactly what I'm doing. So my Father, our Father, works in us in many, many ways, and this is growth for me, and I'm growing in being able to do this, to learn even just how to operate the Zoom meeting. Because at first, when I came on here, I didn't even really know how to operate it. But back to praying perfectly and speaking in tongues. And again, the biggest one for me is to strengthen. What has been happening, I've noticed, it strengthens you with the might, with might in your inner man. That's what's been happening to me as I'm speaking in tongues more and more and more. Because it started last week, okay? And then this one here, to edify you, which is to build you up, and rest the soul. I mean, these are all, and there's 12 of them, and I'm sure there's probably even more that we don't even know about. That, but these are the ones that separating truth from error is huge, because if you have the comforter, the God of all comfort, nobody can get things over you as long as you're listening and as your understanding and listening to what our Father says. You know, and like for example, I you know on the fellowship I heard you know about speaking with people, and I've been talking about that also. I haven't spoken to people, some different people, in a while, and the reason is I've been practicing staying quiet. Well, also I've noticed that some people, you know, it's just it wasn't there for Van to go ahead and speak to them. Okay, the timing wasn't right, or my father was telling me, hey, there's no need to speak to him right now. Okay, when the time is right, my father will tell me. And so I'm confident enough to know that I listen to my God. I listen to my Heavenly Father. He is my Heavenly Father. He has me in the palms of his hand. I'm always before him. Okay. He never leaves me or never and never forsakes me. It says in here, in praying perfectly, you know, you pray to pray perfectly. Man, there's many times I have no idea what to pray for, but I can. Basna isni ala kishni ala kotishni basna isni ala katisi. Speaking in tongues is praying perfectly. And then all the other benefits that are there for you. Rest of the soul. How does rest of the soul sound to you? Sounds pretty good to me. So these are all benefits. I wanted to do just a short teaching. It'd probably be longer than what I thought it would be. But I just want to do a short teaching on that. I'm going to send it off. It's just amazing to me that, you know, like I was there today and my father just worked in me to go ahead and do this and to send it off. And whether it gets posted or not, it does. And whether it doesn't, it doesn't. It's not about that. It's about me practicing because I'm on here with more than one person. I'm on here with my Heavenly Father. I'm being faithful to what I am designed to do. I'm designed as a man of God, as a son of God, to be faithful. My father's faithful. It says for me to be an imitator of him. So I'm going to be an imitator. And then I want to do and I want to understand and grow and be humble and meek and grow in his word and grow in my walk with him. Because the theme, whether the theme this year, which is tremendous. The theme is living unto God. So I am living unto God. Okay. It doesn't have to be just a Monday. Okay. That's when my, you know, Florida go to God first fellowship is in St. Augustine, Florida. It doesn't have to be just a Monday. Today it's a Wednesday. So I went Monday and Wednesday, and I might do one Friday. I'm not sure yet. I'll let God guide me and direct me. I'm not going to start doing this on my own will. I'm ceasing from my own works, which was a huge, huge thing that I got connected with the man of God for me, Lawrence. Okay, so you know when I got that, hey, you know, and it was easy, it was simple when I heard it. Now it took some time to put into effect. Ceasing from my own works because I'm starting to see the fruit of that. Okay. And, you know, and there's still more fruit to come. There's more, a bunch of stuff to come with me that is just amazing things. You know, I'm going to have victory in every area of my life because I am not, I refuse to give up. I am not going to give up. I'm going to continue pushing forward. And what I mean that is, to speak in tongues, to honor my father, okay, to connect, to do those three things. And there's two other ones that I always forget. You know, but hey, if you just get two of the three, you're on the right path. And here I am, you know, honoring God and speaking in tongues, you know. And the connect is huge. Like I said, it's huge, you know, and I don't know what the order is. I don't even know if there's an order. I am designed to listen to my father. I am going to listen to him and he is speaking to me. And I'm going to practice listening to my father. I'm going to practice being humble to him. I'm going to practice receiving instruction from him, receiving reproof from him. Correct me, Father. Guide me. Give me wisdom. Show me where I'm going wrong so I can get on the right path and correct. Another thing, Father God, I thank you for providing me with laborers. I see them on here now. They're in this little checkbox, that little box, that little box. But they're not, I'm not going to bring them. You are going to bring them, Father. So you're going to prove, I'm going to prove you or proven, you're going to prove your word. I'm not proving you. You're going to prove your word and your faithfulness to me because it says you are faithful. So I thank you for all the laborers on the Florida Go to God First Zoom Fellowship. And so that is going to happen. When it's going to happen is my Father's timing, your timing, Father. And I'm speaking to you directly now, and you're speaking to me. So I love you. I know you love me. It's a blessing to be able to have a fellowship and to know that, there's people coming and there's going to be people on here that are going to want to come and they're going to want to share. And it has nothing to do with me. Get my ego out of it, my selfishness out of it. It's the God in Christ in me that will bring people, or my Father will bring people because of the God in Christ in me. And those are the things I just kind of wanted to share. I don't know how long this will be, but I'm going to share it and send it off. God bless you guys. And again, speak in tongues much. It was the biggest thing that has helped me so far. And obviously the connects and the honoring my Father, but the speaking in tongues is huge. And so I encourage everybody that listens to this to speak in tongues much. God bless you.